We live in a world that constantly pulls our attention backwards. And it pulls us backwards into regret and then forward into fear. Backwards into regret, forward into fear. We replay through our subconscious mind all the past decisions, wondering what we should have done, could have done, would have done. And we project into the future the imagining that everything that could go wrong would go wrong. Meanwhile, the only place we actually have any power is right here, right now. And most people drift through life ignoring that power. Many of us learned the hard way, paid the dummy tax, when we hit the setbacks, failures, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevances, even successes, as we face the unexpected. Unexpected losses, but also unexpected evidence or unexpected success. And we wake up one day and realize that we're laying flat on the mat, interfering with the emotional infiniteness of our being, our financial infinite, and our spiritual infinite. We wonder how we got here and how we'll ever get back up. As we look up, we can get up. But that's where the real lessons begin. Because the comeback doesn't happen in the past, and it certainly doesn't happen in the future. It starts the moment we decide to be present again and live in the human experience of no evidence and evidence contrary to where we want to be. When we live in the present again, these lessons are grounded in that truth. They remind us that our suffering comes from time traveling, that planning should be building, not interfering or paralyzing our actions, and that trust, faith, must energize today with the infinite amount of energy and infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. We must energize today rather than excuse it and blame, shame, and justification. Our past shows us that our learning is not living, that our commitment outweighs our circumstances. It outweighs the evidence of today to get to where we want to be in the future, or even better, and that our future is built in those micro moments of now. When we learn to stay where our feet are, we are better. We lead better, perform better, and live better. The present becomes our competitive advantage in the linear time that we exist, our competitive advantage in the human experience, in our lives. We must understand the relativity of the present in order to brighten our future, better our future. The first lesson, as I mentioned, all of the lessons, exercises, and guides, this training is available for free. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson in the relativity of the present and being present, having this competitive advantage, is we stop suffering when we stop time traveling. We interfere with our energy when our minds get stuck in the past, the failures, mistakes, the setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances, or even successes that have a meaning or a relativity to our future that is not aligned where we want to be. It's aligned with a spiraling effect that causes us to spiraling into the future because of the meaning or relativity that we give to the past when we time travel and suffer through that travel. We suffer with regret, interfering with where we want to be, and guilt and resentment and separation and anxiety and worry that interferes with. It steals the not only attention, but the intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe. And it kills our devotion, the discipline of the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent, everyday pursuit of that potential, that future potential that we desire right now. When we lose everything financially, which personally has happened to me, we don't suffer because of the financial loss. We suffer because of our minds that replay the old mistakes and the imagined catastrophic future. If we don't change the meaning of our past, we will never increase our image, our self-image and imagination to a brighter, better future. Because the meaning that you give the past in this time travel will limit your future. You will never overachieve your self-image or your imagination, and your children won't either. So we can't replay the old mistakes. We have to use gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons, and forgiveness for those mistakes, and accountability to learn more lessons from those mistakes, to live in spirit, to clear the interference, to shorten the distance of resistance in that struggle. Because every struggle already has a solution in it. It's just a lapse of time before you see the resolution, the resolution to that suffering, to that problem. We cannot perform from our past. We cannot perform from our future. We stop suffering when we stop time traveling to the past or the future. We can only think, do, say, believe, feel, decide, or co-create or command the universe and lead from where our feet are, where we are now, even if the evidence is not present in the present, even if the evidence is contrary to where we want to be in the present. We need to notice when our mind is in the backward movement or the forward mode. And we need to stop, change the meaning of the past to align with the future that we desire, a better, brighter future, through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability to live in spirit, shortening the distance of resistance through the wisdom and the faith of the relativity of the past, the relativity of the present. Aligned that relativity with the future. We need to stop. When we're going backwards or forwards, we need to stop. We need to interrupt that loop and ask ourselves, where do I want to be? What do I want to have? Who can I help? Who can help me? And how can I get that done and reprioritize, pre-prioritize, post-prioritize our future? Let's re-anchor in the now. Let's re-anchor into the now. Let's do it now, because 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do next get done. It is a matter of prioritizing what's important to you, because prioritization of the now is the antidote to the two things that are interfering with your success the most, which is feeling overwhelmed or procrastinating. It is impossible to feel overwhelmed or procrastinate while you're doing it now or doing it next. If you like the guide or exercises today, especially lesson number one, we stop suffering when we stop time traveling, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two, our planning should build our future, not interfere or paralyze us from it. If you want to make God laugh, come up with a well-developed plan, but a plan is necessary to deal with the non-negotiable behaviors each day and help us prioritize the negotiable behaviors. It is the strategic foresight that is essential, but obsessive forecasting becomes paralysis. Paralysis via analysis. And I promise you that worrying is a double negative. Not only does it give us no ROI, but it's wishing for what we don't want. It's an interfering thought that will not build, but will paralyze. We've worked with founders so many times who raise capital and immediately, when they reach where they thought they wanted to be or better, they lose sleep about the next round. They aren't failing because they aren't worrying. They're failing because worrying replaces execution. Worrying for what you don't want, for what you do want. Worrying is a double negative. It interferes with your execution, and it's wishing for what you don't want. If you don't believe me, remember when you were in school and you were worried about a certain topic subject matter to being on a test, and you're guaranteed it'll be the first question on that test. When we plan for the future with non-negotiable behavior and learn in that plan to know what we want, who we can help and who can help us, and how to get that done and prioritize accordingly, we build in the present, not for the future. We build in the present and stay out of the paralysis of analysis, because analyzation and analytics and logic will not overcome emotion, the energy in motion, and which is most beneficial in commanding what you desire better in the universe. Strategy without action, without doing it now, without execution, is just imagination. And if we don't live in the present, in that imagination, expanding, growing, accelerating that imagination, that self-image, we will never achieve better. We want to make sure that we work within the daily context, the God-given guarantee of 24 hours a day that He has given us. Except for the last day of our life, He will cheat us. We want to make sure that we separate each 24 hours with 12 hours of non-negotiable behavior, things like your sleep, your health, your family, your faith, your finance, the study of time and the study of relativity, especially the relativity of that present according to the circumstances of the day, that set forth a framework of prioritization, the antidote to feeling overwhelmed and procrastination for the day, of what to do according to the circumstances of weather, the mortgages, the arguments, the tardiness, whatever it may be. When we collect present input before future predictions, our relationships, our family, friends, customers, associates, channel partners become greater than the hypotheticals. We could actually use quantitative data based on time, not subjective matter of anxiety, fear, worry, resentment, guilt, separation, inferiority, superiority, etc. And this should guide us in the non-negotiable circumstantial behavior according to the 24-hour periods, these short daily cycles that can have milestones of weeks, months, and years. Those milestones for me are just a stopping point of analysis of the quantitative data of two things in my life that I want to know, whether it be the new year, my birthday, Valentine's Day, the Super Bowl, whatever it may be. I want to know how much time am I interfering with my potential, and how much money have I saved? If I can reduce the amount of time that I spend interfering with my potential and increase the money I save per every milestone without setting resolutions that are arbitrary, capricious, and hard to attach emotions to, only to create resistance, we shorten that distance of resistance with the wisdom and the faith of two quantitative analyses of these milestones of simply, how much time am I spending interfering with my potential? And two, how much money have I saved? Our planning should be building the present, not paralyzing it. Stop interfering with what is already there. If you like the exercises and guides from today, particularly lesson number two as well, David@dmelter.com. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. David@dmelter.com. Let me be your beloved servant and provide you the exercises and guides and books for free. David@dmelter.com. The third lesson in the relativity of the present. Our faith, our trust must inspire our action, not excuse it with blame, shame, and justification with inaction. When we say it will all work out, we also must clarify whether that statement is fueling today's moves, actions, or is it an excuse to avoid them, to blame the past and to live in shame and to justify why I'm not where I want to be or better. A lot of times it leads us to be what I call extra milers instead of empty milers. Extra milers, they go the extra mile every once in a while, and then they use that to excuse themselves for blame, shame, justification of why they are not where they want to be or better. Where the empty miler, with wisdom and faith, shortening the distance of resistance, are inspired to take action each and every day, prioritizing them either as non-negotiable, so the circumstances of each day don't matter, or prioritize them according to the circumstances of each day. So many leaders in business believe the future recovery while they believe in recovering in the future while working diligently today is using wisdom and faith in the correct manner. A leader who waits for the market to correct itself is not living in the wisdom and faith, is using blame, shame, and justification as inaction. Real wisdom, real faith, real trust will tell you, we believe tomorrow will bring our resolutions, because in every problem today exists the solution. It's just a lapse of time, tomorrow, the next day, or so on, that will find the resolution, the resolution to the problem that exists today. So that allows us to act today with a comfortable, confident ease that everything will happen at its divine time, in its divine direction, with devotional behavior, which is the combination of discipline, attention, plus intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, that will equal not just the confidence, but the coincidence, the coinciding of what you desire or better. Use wisdom and faith to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes that you desire. It will never be used to delay or interfere with your potential. It is aligned with your divine direction of where you wish you want to be or better. We need to identify what we can control right now, which are the non-negotiable behaviors, any behavior that you can execute on, regardless of circumstances of the day, is your control that comes through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability. What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in this perception? And what am I supposed to learn from it? We take the smallest winnable steps each and every day. We stack the W's, and if one of our non-negotiables doesn't happen, we never stack the losses. We simply stack the wins. We double down on the simple things to do because they're simple not to do. We double down on any losses from the day before so that we don't create a habit or a behavior from those losses. If you like the exercises and guides, just email the beloved servant, David@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 3 in particular, our wisdom and faith, our trust will inspire action. It will not excuse with blame, shame, and justification the inaction that resists the relativity of our present. Lesson number 4, our past is for learning. Life is about learning. Our past will provide us the lessons. We are here to learn lessons. The lessons keep on coming until we learn. So in other words, our past is here for learning, not living, but the lessons are that which allows us to be alive. We waste massive bandwidth replaying our highlight reels, or even worse, our lowlight reels. Both make us spectators of our own lives instead of participants. But even worse, social media makes so many of us, the drifters, spectators of other people's lives instead of participating in their own. I've seen so many athletes who I work with and executives, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities who cling on to their past trophies and awards, but they're all alone in their trophy room. So many founders who cling on to their past failures, and they're all alone in their offices. Both or all of these individuals are stuck in identities of the past that no longer serve them in their divine direction, interfering with their devotion to get to where they want to be or better. The past is for lessons. The lessons keep on coming until we learn them. The past is a lesson. It's not a location. The past is a lesson, not a location, and we revisit it for information. What are we going to inform ourselves of to allow us to accelerate, aggregate, and compound our future? It's not there for validation, and it's certainly not there for punishment. It's there for protection and promotion, love and perfection. All we need to do is have wisdom and faith of the past and aligned with the divine direction of our future by being present and executing and learning on those lessons. We revisit it for information, not validation, and certainly not punishment. Only protection, promotion, love, and perfection. So we need to extract the lessons from the past. Our past is for learning, not for living in it. We need to extract these lessons because life's about these lessons and they keep on coming until we learn them. And then we need to apply our why with these lessons to the present by doing it now and doing it next and learning again and making that our past and giving us even more lessons, more acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of outcomes. Close the tab on the past and return it to the now by extracting the lessons and applying it to the present, applying our why to that present by doing it now and doing it next. Live life to its fullest. Stop being a spectator. Don't be alone in your trophy room or in your office. Don't get stuck in an identity that doesn't serve you. Participate in your human experience from the time the heart starts till it stops, each and every day, guarantee of 24 hours a day. Use non-negotiable behavior and get better at prioritizing what's important to you in the circumstances of the day, regardless of the evidence. Because the evidence may be contrary to where you want to be today, but it's contrary only because you don't understand it and haven't learned the lessons of why it's promoting you, protecting you, loving and perfecting you, not punishing you. Our past is for learning. Do not live in the past. If you like the exercises and guides today for the relativity of the present, with lesson number 4, our past is for learning, not for living in the past, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 5, our commitment, our commandment outweighs our circumstances all day long. This is devotion. This is the combination of discipline, attention, plus intention of what we do say, think, feel, and be in alignment with where we want to be or better. You see, the differentiator in life is rarely the talent. The talent, the skills, the knowledge. That just sets your basement, but it's the delta that is the differentiator. And it's the consistency of enjoying it persistently without quit in the pursuit of your potential, showing up every day as a non-negotiable behavior in the present, even when the results are uncertain, even when the evidence is not available or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. We consistently are showing up in the present. Because our commitment, our commandment, working with the universe outweighs the circumstances each and every day in the 24-hour guarantee that God gives you, except for the last day of your life, which you will be cheated. I've watched so many young athletes get rejected. So many salespeople, executives, personal relationships get rejected. I train these people every day to return and to win. I've also seen so many talented people and players and entrepreneurs and executives sabotage themselves by dreaming about successes, endorsements, wins, account balances, exits, focusing in and attaching their emotions to an outcome, telling themselves, I will be happy when, instead of saying, for the sake of what am I practicing today? Am I progressing today, regardless of the evidence of today? Our future is built on our present deposits. The present deposits that we have are the behaviors and activities that we have. It's what we are devotional about, what we are disciplined about, what we pay attention to, and what we give intention to, what we do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with where we want to be or better. Of those coincidences, the coinciding of our practice of today, because our future is built on our present deposits of our behaviors, aligned with the divine direction. We cannot withdraw success from these deposits. We cannot withdraw success from this account if we're not funding it. And it's just a lapse of time, just like the resolution. It's just a lapse of time. And it's only wisdom and faith that will shorten the distance of resistance that's created within the context of that fine until we are where we want to be or even better. create your habit machine. I'll be happy to send you the habit machine of knowing your what, your who, your how, your now, and applying your why. I'll send you the habit machine so that you can have the non-negotiable daily reps and the negotiable system of prioritization so you're not overwhelmed or procrastinate, so you know what's important to you, and you can shorten that distance of resistance by utilizing habits over hype. It'll allow you to track the commandments, the commitments, not the outcomes. Milestones are not resolutions. Milestones are simply quantitatively a point in time in which you can analyze two quantitative things. How much time am I spending resisting? How much time am I spending interfering? Or how much money have I saved? Both very important parts of the human experience so that you can make a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. When we track the commandments and commitments instead of the outcomes, we actually learn to celebrate consistency, not perfection. We learn to celebrate progress, not perfection. And you can only do this when your commitments, your commandments, working with the universe, outweighs the circumstances, the uncertainty. That's guaranteed every single day in the human experience, from the time your heart starts till it stops. If you would like the guides, the exercise, if you would like the habit machine to make your habits greater than your hype, if you would like the exercises and guides, the training of the relativity of the present, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 6, our future is created in the micro moments. Those are the deposits, the micro moments aligned with the divine direction that we want to be or better, aligned with what we are devotional about, which is the discipline of doing it every single day and enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of paying attention to it and giving intention to what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. So many of us romanticize these breakthroughs, but we overlook the small behaviors that forge them. People laugh at you, scoff at you, and make fun of you for these micro moments, for these small behaviors. Why do you do that every day? Why are you doing that? Who do you think you are? What do you think you are? Why do you think you are? But success, wellness, resilience, and leadership are built in increments, not events. If anything proved that to you, it should have been the Indiana University victory of the national champion from worst to first. That success, that resilience, that leadership came from the coach building that team in increments, not in winning the Rose Bowl, the Georgia Bowl, not by winning the Big Ten, but simply by showing up every single day with small behaviors that surely created breakthroughs without romanticizing it. Wisdom and faith shortened the distance of resistance that was in existence for the Hoosiers. When we're lying in bed, bankrupt and ashamed, as I was, watching my favorite movie, Rocky, I didn't need to win the entire fight, and nor did Rocky. I just needed to get up. And I told myself, if I can look up, I can get up. And looking up was that first micro moment of my comeback, of living a life where I make more money, help more people, and have more fun than I ever dreamed of. A micro moment of simply looking up so I can get up, enjoying what I don't like or love about what I love in so many aspects of my life, to get up each and every day with people laughing at you, scoffing at you, and making fun of you. Each of these micro moments creating a deposit into my future comeback that exists today, and I continue. Even though I'm where I want to be or better, I now have a new divine direction of where I want to be or better to empower over 1 billion people to be happy, still forging them with small behaviors in a consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential. Come join me. Join our group, our neighborhood, our frequency. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Get invited and informed to the 200 cities we're in. Our neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. Because I promise you, if you can look up, you can get up. And if we get up today, we can build a brighter, better tomorrow. Just take your divine direction, your devotional behavior, and divide them into tiny present actions, these actions, these micro moments that will create your future, or even better. Make a trade. Trade your worrying for doing. Create a double positive and take away a double negative. We can build momentum through repetition by enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential. You can build that momentum through repetition. If you'd like the guide or exercise for today's training, Relativity of the Present, just email me. It'll change the past, the present, and the future. Learning that we must stop suffering when we stop time traveling. Are you living in the past or living in the future? Or are you executing in the present? Remembering these plans should build, not paralyze or interfere with us. Also, that our wisdom and faith will inspire action, not excuse, with blame, shame, justification, the inaction, the paralysis, and analysis and feeling of overwhelmness. Get the habit machine from me, david@dmeltzer.com. Learn that our past is only for the lessons, and life is about lessons. Our past isn't about living. The lessons are about living, because the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. That's what life's about. Understand our commandment, working with command. Our commandment and commitment will outweigh the evidence of today, the circumstances, the uncertainty of the day, knowing that our future is built on present deposits, and you can't withdraw from that account if you're not funding it. And finally, the micro moments. Know that the future is created by those micro moments. As simple as, if I can look up, I can get up. At the end of the day, we all want the same thing: growth, expansion, fulfillment, acceleration, aggregation, peace, ease, momentum, and impact. But none of these outcomes live in yesterday, and certainly none of them wait in tomorrow. They're built in the small, often overlooked decisions, actions, reactions, responses, resolutions that we make today. Not at New Year's, not at your birthday, not at Valentine's Day, not the Super Bowl, but today. Our comeback doesn't start when everything is fixed. It starts when we look up, when we get up, when we choose to be here now with what we have, who we are, and what we can control. Today, with non-negotiable behavior and our pre-prioritization, prioritization, and post-prioritization of circumstances today, that is the power of the presence today. That is how we redefine our story today, how the relativity of the past is simply a meaning that we align with today and our future of where we want to be or better. And that is how we become the person that we want to become. Our future is waiting for that person to elevate its awareness into the universe, as coincidences will provide. Being present is not just a mindset. It's a muscle. It's a skill and a knowledge that we can train, we can practice, we can improve. It is a lens that transforms how we lead, how we perform, and how we live. When we learn to stay where our feet are, present, that is when we become unstoppable. Because if we can look up, we can get up. And once we get up and create the meaning of the present, aligned with the past in our divine direction, everything will change. This has been our Friday training, The Relativity of the Present. That is chapter 6 in my new book, launching at Super Bowl, Don't Do Business with Dicks, How to Ditch Toxicity and Align Yourself with Positive Influences. Pre-order it now. Email me if you like the exercises, guides, and training from today. If you'd like the habit machine, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. david@dmeltzer.com. Email your beloved servant. I'm here to be of service and of value to you. But most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.